And welcome in to You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, check out the website veritasmedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. You can find it all right there at veritasmedical.com. Let me say good morning once again to Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Wade. Good morning.
I'm doing well.
Good.
I hope you had a great weekend. It's going to be a hot one out there for the rest of the week.
Sheesh.
105 today, 108 tomorrow. Beautiful weather, West Texas, God's country, as they like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, today we're going to talk about ice baths. It's going to sound real good to everybody.
It's all good.
Seriously, we are. But before we get into that, we've got a guest in studio today. Super excited about Roswell Smith is joining us. But before we get into that conversation, a couple announcements, because otherwise I'll forget it. Jolene McCord, she was on a couple weeks ago with us, and her testimony on healing is amazing. I recommend you go listen to that. But her conference starts Wednesday in Lubbock, Wednesday night through Sunday. You can go to heartofforgiveness.org to sign up and register for that if you want to attend that here in Lubbock. Details are on that website. Next announcement, the next First Tuesday Talk will be here for you. Know it, summer's flying by. So in a couple of weeks, August 2nd at the Underwood Cotton Exchange building next to Veritas on Texas Avenue, downtown Lubbock, I'll be putting on my third in a series of the Untouchables. So we talked about vaccines and we talked about statins and heart disease, that myth of saturated fat causing heart disease last month. And this coming month, it will be cancer, the big C. And, Dr. Jimenez was on last week. If you missed that show, I highly recommend it. I know the audio was a little off for a little bit that first segment, but stick with it because that second segment, man, he knocked it out of the park. He started giving those five-year survival rates for stage four cancer, comparing it to the protocols here in the United States, and he's blowing it out of the water. It's not just him. It's all these integrative guys around the world are doing amazing stuff, and we need to start to integrate these other things in here in the United States since we get the worst outcomes, especially. But anyways, we'll be talking about that, not only Dr. Jimenez's protocols, but some other ones. So join us August the 2nd, First Tuesday Talk, 7 p.m. At the Underwood Cotton Exchange building in a couple of weeks. Okay, so today we're introducing our latest addition, I'll say, at Veritas Medical here in Lubbock to kind of introduce them to the Veritas family, all our patients, our wellness education, which that's the last announcement I'll make. We are pretty full on the medical side at our clinic, but we do have some openings here and there. But as I've said many, many, many times, you're the cure. Your body knows how to fix itself. God designed it amazingly well. All a doctor can do is treat your symptoms, including this doctor, the one talking right now, me. All I can do is treat your symptoms. All these quote-unquote miracle stories we hear about people getting well and their diseases go into remission. We'll have Rick here next week talking about his stage 4 pancreatic cancer. But there's been thousands of patients get well from diabetes, from asthma, from ADHD, fibromyalgia, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, IBS, celiac, just go down the list. And I didn't fix any of those guys and gals. Their body fixed itself. And we've talked about it so much. 120 years ago, these diseases weren't even on the radar. They weren't in existence. The first heart attack ever recorded was in 1912 in the United States. Cancer was unheard of. They published every single lung cancer. Every single case got published because they were so rare at the turn of the century, late 1800s, early 1900s. Autoimmune diseases, we have 100 different autoimmune diseases on the books now. Unheard of 100 years ago. Obesity, everyone knows now, is through the roof. We don't even keep track of the overweight category because we've blown right through that category. We're into obese now. Alzheimer's is the next, it's overtaken. It's going to be number three real quick after medical errors. Doctors are number three right now as far as leading causes of death. My point is, don't rely on a medical system, the conventional or the alternative. I mean, for a temporary fix, temporary relief, calm the symptoms for a minute so you can get a hold of your brain function and your energy, your brain fog, your pain. It's okay to treat symptoms for a little bit. But ultimately, you need to deal with root causes that are founded in diet and lifestyle. The four pillars, nutrition. No, back it up. The four pillars, peace. I'm catching myself now. We've always put peace as at fourth. And obviously, we've always known it's number one. But even me as a doctor, I always go to nutrition first. And I think that's just our reputation, our clinic. And that's the times are changing. A lack of peace will keep you sick. Doesn't matter how good you're eating, how good you're exercising, whatever, hydrating. So peace, nutrition, hydration, movement. And we're talking movement today. I wrote a newsletter a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of a little spoof. Best-selling supplement ever, ? And I just went through, pretend this would be a supplement. If there was a supplement in a bottle that you could purchase that would reduce your risk of cancer, heart attack, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, Parkinson's, kidney failure, blindness, back pain, arthritis, keep you out of the nursing home. I mean, it'd be a bestseller, all-time bestseller. You'd put that on auto ship. You'd pay high dollar for that. Well, that supplement doesn't exist. But that it does exist in the form of movement, getting out of your chair, sitting's a new smoking, just moving. I promise, the last 15 patients in a row that I've seen, I referred them to Roswell Smith because their problem was directly related to too much sitting. And not just sitting, but not working out the right way. One lady was working out every single day, but she was working out too much, and she was working out the wrong way. She wasn't recovering. Another guy, he was a bodybuilder guy, lifted his whole life, and then he ran into some massive stress. And it kind of got him off track. And he's trying to get back on track. But he's just not there. And he's diabetic. And he's trying to fix that with just diet. And that's okay. We've seen a lot of diabetics reverse their diabetes with just diet. But will it sustain? In fact, a gentleman that was on this show giving his testimony years ago reversed his diabetes. But it didn't sustain. It wasn't for the long haul. It wasn't there. Lack of movement, lack of peace pillar. It's all got to be there. There's a Dr. Lyons out in California. Muscle-centric medicine is kind of her motto. She approaches every single diabetic by building muscle mass because 80% of your insulin receptors are in the muscle. Movement's huge. Maintaining your muscle mass, it's huge. How do you stay out of a nursing home? What put people in a nursing home, typically, when I was in post, they fell and couldn't get up. That old commercial. But seriously, if you can't get off the toilet, you can't squat, you can't roll over, use your core muscles to roll over to get out of bed, you can't get yourself off the floor if you do trip and fall and stumble. Those are the things when you cannot functionally be mobile and get off the toilet, out of bed, off the floor, you end up in the nursing home. And, of course, there's the disease things like dementia. That's another big one. But dementia is directly related to insulin resistance in the brain, which is directly related to lack of movement in part. Yeah, there's toxicity. There's the sugar. There's all that. But when you're physically fit, your muscles are toned. Pain. How many people? There's so many of those people that we've seen, Roswell, in the past week or two. It's been knee pain, back pain, pain all over every joint. Right. Yeah, inflammation is a part of that, but lack of understanding of how to move the body. So anyways, Roswell Smith, Director of Movement, first day on the job officially is today. So we brought him on the radio really to share his story, share his testimony, his journey. How did he get from where he was to where he is? I just heard a part of his story before we went on air that actually snow in West Texas was part of his story of getting to Lubbock. So, but I'm going to shut up now, Roswell. We're so excited to have you. So thankful that God brought you, let us, our paths cross.
Thank you
for being not only here today on the radio, but just joining the team. Veritas.
Thank you guys for having me here. I appreciate it. It's always an honor to come on and talk about the things that I care about, that I believe are essential to people and their health and their overall life quality. It's a layered conversation, as we know, but the skinny of it is that if you don't move, if you don't get up and do something, you are cheating yourself in this life.
Amen.
Not only from the aspect of God gave you this body to steward it well, but there's so much that pertains to movement and why it is so good for you. As you age, you don't have to. As you age, the idea of I'm not going to be as mobile, as active, the older I get because I'm just going to be old is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. I got 20 years in this industry, going back to training NFL players, speed, agility in Houston, Texas with velocities, more performance. And I've seen it all. I had boot camps with guys who were in their late 50s and 60-year-old men coming in at 5 a.m. working out and getting after it. And some of those guys, their fitness journeys began at that time.
Wow.
Because most of their adult life was spent working behind a desk,
mm-hmm.
just really tired all the time. Performance in life, as they live, work, and play, just low performance in every area of life. And in the areas where it mattered the most, with their children, being home, being active in the front yard, whatever, they couldn't do anything until they started moving.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought into the idea, into the protocols that we set in place for them, which was simple. It's not like, you know, we're saying go out and train all 7 days of the week.
Right.
Just prescribe a simple workout regimen, but we just ask you to own it, ask you to listen and trust us, and we watched it happen. Now, having said that, out of those years, whether it was an NFL guy or we call them the OGs, they come and train with us, the boot campers, or even the soccer moms, right? They came in to want to be in shape because they have 8 kids. They have to, got to get them all everywhere, right?
Yeah.
All of those areas require fitness and some level of performance competency. And so that taught me as much as I taught them. It taught me how to understand the body and how it works. And over the course of, you know, the journey, it taught me what was God's plan. You know, what is behind all of this? Is it just to look good? Is it physique? Or is it something more? Obviously, it's something more. Just because you're big and you're muscular doesn't mean you're strong.
Mm-hmm.
So I always ascribe to strength before size. So I've got a group of guys who train here locally, a couple of tech players, a handful of high school kids in the area, Cooper, Friendship, that I work with. And that's my motto. Hey, we need to get you strong first before we get you big. Because the idea of supplement taking, all of these things that the media puts out there, you see it a lot through Instagram, online, social media. It just paints this picture. That's not true,
mm-hmm.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of strength that you can get to, a level of functional movement you can get to, and not even get that big. And so you might see a guy every once in a while in the gym who looks like he's average dude, but that guy might be stronger than what you think. So you got to understand, like, what's behind this and what is really the purpose of it. And so that's my approach with Veritas Medical. The opportunity, thanks again for just believing in me and, you know, committing to the process. But stepping into Veritas, there was already a fourth pillar. There was already this idea in place, which I keep calling it the fourth pillar. But what I learned last week, it wasn't even the fourth pillar. It was just
it is now.
It was just one of the four, right? Movement. But I mean, look, you know, movement, I'm in love with it. And I love the idea of what y'all done at Veritas, creating that protocol in place, because people need that. You're 100% right. Your body, the way that God designed it, has everything it needs to perform at an optimal level.
Mm-hmm.
And optimal, I'll come back to that word because that can be confusing as well. But there's a level of competency that every one of us needs to be at when it comes to physical movement. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the foundation of it. You know, I fell in love with this. I've always been kind of a gym rat. I grew up in Houston, Texas, Southwest Houston. That area at the time was very competitive. It still is now. Back then, it was like, if you didn't play more than one sport, and if you didn't, you know, go work out at the YMCA, if you weren't there, you weren't even taken seriously as an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was this attitude, this mindset that I kind of grew up in. My parents were active. Uncles were active. All of them were athletes in some capacity at a high level. And so it just taught me the value of working out, of a good sweat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as I got to college here at Texas Tech, and my first 2 years at Tech, did a little football on the spike, and it taught me the competency behind working out. So first was the love for it, But then you learn what you learn through these strength and conditioning coaches that we had. Our strength coach at that time was Kelvin Clark. And that dude, you know, was just smart, knew, understood how to get you strong. And understand, you know, college athletes come in already with some gifts and some tools. But they teach you how to lift weights the right way, how to get you explosive, how to get you stronger. And I really feel like that second year in, physically, I felt like I could do anything because of the knowledge I had, some competency.
Right.
And so I carried that with me. My first year strength coaching and Velocity Sport Performance, I'm trying to deliver this attitude to everyone I come across, every one of my athletes, is to instill inside of them, man, woman, boy, girl, you have the ability to become something that you never thought possible. Mm-hmm. And it's all through this competency of training the right way, functional movement, moving properly, then healing and recovering properly, which is really a whole different topic because today you mentioned this ice therapy that you kind of threw a shot at. That's recovery and regeneration. And the science has made, well, how can you regenerate your body? Well, let me show you.
Yeah.
You know, just through basic fundamentals of how to deploy ice, cold water, breathing, and rest. And so all of these things are literal game changers for people who are in their 40s, 50s, 70-year-old people who can really kind of adopt these practices and get into a rhythm of how to just recover. Even if they didn't work out, you may go for a walk, and you might come back and be just very tired. You can deploy ice therapy, cold water therapy, just from a walk. I know it sounds mundane. It might sound like, you know, well, that's over the top. Well, if you're sore and you're hurting, you have physical pain in your ankles or your heels or your hamstrings or your back, the remedy for that begins, I believe, with cold water ice therapy. And, of course, it's nutrition, how you eat, and then also how you rest. Because as you rest, your body comes under this state of just non-movement at all, right? It's like this quiet submarine recovery state.
Mm-hmm.
When you sleep over the period of 6 to 10 hours, however many hours you sleep, that's a different talk too, right? How many hours should you sleep at night?
Yeah.
Well, the deeper discussion is how's your body resting? Because you can get 8 hours sleep and it not be good sleep.
Yeah.
You can get six and it be great.
Yeah.
So it's about resting and recovering. It's all kind of in this one, you know, ball of healing and restoration or regeneration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we had some guys on a couple weeks ago or maybe a month ago talking about PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and really that's a regenerative technology. When you draw the blood out, spin it, pull the plasma, put the platelets back into the body. And, of course, one of the top questions I get on that therapy is, well, how does that work? You're just pulling out my own platelets, spinning them, putting them back in. You know, what? Why, how? Well, it's obviously somehow, I don't fully understand, but it's triggering those platelets to wake up and do the job that God intended them to do, which is direct these stem cells to come in and heal that tissue. So, of course, I'm thinking, well, how do we naturally tell the platelets to do that? And I've not looked into this, so I have no idea, but it's stuff like the ice baths, this good rest. I mean, there's got to be these triggers that will stimulate the platelets to go in and do that on their own.
Right.
And I'm not anti-PRP, obviously. I mean, it's awesome. We do it all the time and get great results. But it's stuff like this that I'm sure there's this... we're starting to get a glimpse. I think the curtain's getting pulled back on these deeper truths, not only in healing, but across the board. You know, the kingdom is getting put on display more and more across the world and all the different venues. So it's, you know, that's what I think you're bringing to the table is this understanding of the regeneration part. So many people come to us degenerated.
Man.
And to regenerate, this isn't just go to the gym and lift weights. I mean, we can speak to that in a minute. This might be a good break time, actually. It's 9:40. So let's go to the break. When we come back, we can get into more of that detail. Three more minutes, Wade said. All right. Let's go into it now. So let's use the one lady. We won't call her out by name. But I mean, this is a lot of people. They're going to the gym, whether they're trying to lose weight or just look a certain way, or they just were trying to be healthy. But they're doing spin class 7 days a week, lifting weights on top of that 4 or 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they're just – I mean, more is better, right? So speak to that type of person in that mentality of, you know, they're working out too much. You know, what's going to potentially happen with that person?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one that's really layered in before break, just to kind of launch into it, you know, because we're going to come back to this after break, I'm sure. But it's you have to be careful. Even our young athletes, even the kids, right, even the NFL collegiate athlete can overtrain.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard stories. I never had one of these guys. Well, I did, but he really wasn't coming to me every day. But in Houston, you know, Velocity, we had a Houston Texan coming in the facility. I won't say his name. He's probably retired now, but he used to train so hard. And his body was so – he was such a gifted athlete that he couldn't even tell he was overtraining. But the people around him, the strength coaches in the Texans facility and the guys at our facility, because one of our – because our owner was a Houston Texan, Steve McKinney, and he – he's like, dude, why are you here? He's overtraining. Can they pull him back? Why is that important? Because as you train, your body has to undergo a period of rest and recovery.
Mm-hmm.
It can be non-active. It can be active. So for the weekend warrior or the weekday warrior, however you want to refer to them, they train 7 days a week, all kind of different workouts, spin, running, cycling, swimming. You have to have a conversation and teach them, not talk at the person, but teach the person what is happening to your body,
mm-hmm.
and why it's important for you to recover. And the essentials of breathing and resting and even eating, it's all part of your recovery, but you need some downtime.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going 5 days a week, straight up weightlifting and spin classing, the obvious question is, when does my body have a chance to rest? Because
mm-hmm.
even scripture, the Lord rested mm-hmm. on the seventh, you know, so yeah. People don't, so we kind of have to pull to the obvious components of this conversation and look at it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Need to rest.
Because mm-hmm.
if you don't, what's going to happen is the pain is going to start coming. The nagging injuries, the nagging areas that never will slow down, and why is this hurting? And then the real injuries come. Surgeries, all these different things started happening, and you might be scratching your head trying to figure out why. The reality of it is that because you're not resting and recovering properly.
Yeah.
So we'll cut the break, and then we'll come back and deal with that.
Yeah, and I just want to throw in growth hormone, which should be called repair hormone, but we mostly secrete that at night when we're resting, when we're getting that deep sleep. So lack of deep sleep, and this makes me go back to James Nestor and Patrick McKeon, or McKinnon, they're the breathing guys. I interviewed them a couple years ago. Y'all can go search it on our podcast archive page. But that deep sleep at night is related to the way you're breathing, or nasal breathing in particular. Taping the mouth shut at night is what James Nestor had to do just to get his airway to open up, his sinuses, his nose, deal with his sleep apnea. So y'all go back and listen to those. We'll talk about breathing some when we get back too, but that's all related. Being at peace, not in fight or flight, getting a good deep belly breathing through the nose, get the repair hormone going at night, and just taking some days off. Super important for lots of reasons. And then, of course, we've got to address the identity issues usually that are wrapped up in that, too. So this is a deeper thing. Goes more into the spiritual and the peace pillar on what's motivating someone. Is it fear motivating you? You don't want to have a heart attack like your dad had? Is it something, you know, someone told you when you were a teenager about your weight or whatever? You're just your body image, your self-worth. I mean, there's some spiritual roots to this, too. So it's all of it. And that's what, you know, that's what we try to talk about at Veritas, all of it and the balance of it. And so Roswell brings a lot of that to the table, too. I mean, we didn't get into the fact he's a motivator and a coach. I mean, he's done some coaching on the business side, you know, entrepreneurs and CEO type, you know, mindset coaching, stuff like that. And obviously, he's a believer in the truth, mm-hmm. in the way of Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break. Y'all stick with us. We're talking to Roswell Smith, Director of Movement at Veritas, brand new on the job day one today, although he's been working for 2 weeks already. I'm just volunteering his time.
The harvest is plentiful.
He loves people. He loves the truth. So you patients out there and wellness education members who are just in the wellness classes, he's available. y'all can reach out through your wellness navigator or through your practitioner's assistant. You guys, if y'all are members of the medical side, y'all get in touch with us, get your appointment with Roswell. All right, we'll be back. I'm Ben Edwards, You're the Cure.
And welcome back into You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's what we do at Veritas Medical. Check out the website, VeritasMedical.com.
All right, we're back at it here with Roswell Smith, our new Director of Movement at Veritas. I just want to remind everybody, especially patients out there, and I can tell you firsthand, these last 2 weeks of seeing patients, you know, regardless of what you're diagnosis is or what symptom you're having, anything from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetes, you could have joint pain, you could have fibromyalgia, lupus, IBS, whatever. We talk about this all the time. It's all inflammation. And at the cellular level, that means you can't make enough energy and you can't clear the exhaust, the free radicals that drive that inflammation. Of course, you can approach that through the mineralization program that we talk about so much, and Morley Robbins is on the show a lot to talk about. You need bioavailable copper, excess iron from all that iron-fortified food. It'll drive that free radical formation and depress your energy production. So there can be a mineral component to it, a nutritional component to it. That's why we recommend eating real food, God food, not man food. We recommend those blood donations pretty regular to get rid of that excess iron that most Americans have. But these are non-medical things. So my point is, if you've got a symptom and you're thinking about calling your doctor or us, your practitioner, just pause for a second and remember, almost guaranteed, this symptom you're about to call us with and get an appointment on the medical side for is related to excess free radical production or not enough energy production or both. And I can almost guarantee every single one of the things driving that is related to something in your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Diet and lifestyle, that is the root of it. Now, you can pay high dollar for a practitioner to tell you that, but that's not even medical advice. That's diet and lifestyle advice. That's what the wellness navigators are there for. They can help point you back to that truth. Fight or flight mode, chronic stress, which is related to our thinking, will drive that mitochondria to create too much exhaust, too many free radicals, and not enough ATP. I'm telling y'all, every single symptom is going to be related to not enough energy, too much exhaust, which will be directly related to lack of stewardship of nutrition, hydration, movement, and peace. So probably my answer to people that are sending medical questions and symptoms in it is going to be, when was your last navigator appointment? When was your last movement appointment with Roswell? You know, have you been in the Word or you've been on the internet searching your disease or your symptom? How much do we chase down these symptoms and getting on a blog or getting on a chat room for your particular disease or diagnosis? You know, you got chronic Lyme and you're spending 5 hours a day reading on a chat room about other people's experience with Lyme. And I'm not against doing some research, and a wise man seeks much wise counsel. But I'm telling you, if you would spend as much time or more on these foundational things, you will set your body up for success. And even if you need some medical input, you need an IV, you need this herb, you need a pharmaceutical, whatever, it'll work better and faster where you can come off of it quicker and get back to true health where you don't need a doctor. And that's our whole mission at Veritas. So back to Roswell Smith joining us today. He is our Director of Movement. Roswell, more on the personal side, you know, people love to connect personally and kind of know our journey and our story. And I mean, you spoke to it a little bit, but I just want to give you a chance to kind of connect on that level more, as much as you feel comfortable sharing.
Absolutely.
On the personal side, because I know it's one of the questions I'm going to get. Well, man, this sounds like a heck of a guy. How'd he end up in Lubbock and at Veritas, for that matter? But share some of that journey.
Eager to share. So people don't know, you know, I do believe Lubbock is one of the best cities on the planet. Being from Houston, came here as a college student, college athlete, aspiring college athlete, thought I had a plan and thought I had all this stuff planned out, man.
Which was going to be basketball and football.
Yeah, I wanted to do both, man. I wanted to do both, and the Lord, you know, just kind of shut it down and really just through a series of events. Had a girlfriend in Houston, some things that it wasn't a godly relationship. At distance, people don't, you know, Houston's far from Lubbock. Like, at that time, 10 hours, because they didn't have certain highways open. Mm-hmm. Now it's a little bit faster, but it's still far.
Yeah.
So my journey coming to West Texas is really supernatural. When I think about it, when I tell the story, it reminds me of how you just look at God's hand through the whole thing. When I was a third grader, I met a dude named David Moody III, and he is the son of David Moody Jr., which some of y'all may know, who was a local Estacado legend on the first state title. And he coached at Rice University when I was in third grade, pretty much from that point until freshman in high school. His son and I, David III, we kind of grew up together and became best friends. And I remember the day he told me, hey, man, we're moving to Lubbock. My dad got a job at Texas Tech because the Rice staff got laid off at the back then, you know, still pretty much now, too. When that head coach gets laid off, the whole staff goes with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so his dad was coaching at Rice. Staff, you know, went through a transition, and Spike hired him up here. And I came to visit when I was a junior in high school. I remembered it was wintertime, winter break, it was snowing. I was like, oh, my God, it's snowing in Lubbock. Like, we still in Texas or what? Could not believe that we were still, you know, in the state of Texas with that snow looking like that. First thing I saw, off the airplane. And so it blew me away. It kind of fell in love with the idea of love snow, you know, being from Houston, where it never snows. So the Lord kind of has his way, man, and, you know, I had some chances to go play at some different schools out of high school, and I just felt like I needed to come up here. David was here, my best friend. We never missed a beat. We were friends the whole time they moved. So really just kind of, again, looking back now, going into it, my plans were my plans.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity for me to get ahead as an athlete, to make a name for myself, and it just wasn't the Lord's will. And so through the football program, I got involved with FCA, started going to local chapter gatherings, and then they invited us to a college advanced retreat. And that's where really life began, because at that retreat, this is a college advanced regional FCA event where they gather football, basketball, track and field from all over the state. A&M, UT, TCU, A&M Kingsville, all these schools, and obviously Tech was one of them. So I went to this college advance, and it was there where I heard the truth, man, just heard it clear. Now, I grew up in church, but really never really, you know, the church that I grew up in was very just practice, religious. I didn't really see a model of discipleship
mm-hmm.
that I felt like, at least for me, that was real.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were praying parents, but I never really had the opportunity to really see and hear the gospel clearly from what I heard it here at Tech. In that college event, the guest speaker was Bodie Bauckham.
Mm.
And Bodie, man, just brought the message real clear, very
mm-hmm.
coherent.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it with my heart. And I accepted it. And I understood that it was the truth. And not only that, but I saw three of my high school teammates and friends that went to play to other schools were at this college advance event.
Mm.
Two guys from A&M, one at TCU. And these were guys that, again, you know, high school, we were acting a fool running the streets.
Yeah.
They were there, unbeknownst to me. And that weekend was very supernatural and was very prophetic. And there's some background stories. My mom, you know, sisters and grandparents were praying, and some things they were doing behind the scenes that I think ushered me to that point. But it was such a powerful moment in my life. That it actually determined, I believe it, that moment created the path for where I was going to end up going. Ended up going into ministry out of, you know, the football arena through a man who was a team chaplain at the time named John Randles. Is a local legend name for y'all. John is a local guy, pastor here in Lubbock for a long time, was the team chaplain for Spike. Did stuff for Oklahoma when Stoops was head coaching there, a lot of things locally. I believe he even also pastored Indiana Avenue, I believe, for a while here in Lubbock as well. John passed away a few years back of pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if you ever even saw him or not, but it's a really hard battle with it. I think he finished at Victory Life down there off a slide in 114th
mm-hmm.
in the Cooper area. That was the last place that he served. And he was really the man that God used to kind of get me, you know, to kind of like see what it looked like to be a leader, to be a man. And even the coaching side of what I do, he really just kind of imparted a lot of wisdom to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next year after that, I met my wife here, friends for 2 years, got married 2 years later. So Lubbock is a special place. And so the question a lot of times gets asked, how do you go from Houston to Lubbock? We get that part of it. But then how do you end up back here as an adult almost 20 years later? Mm-hmm. Well, on the way, you meet some folks. You meet other Tech football players, other guys in the community of sports here at Tech. And that the Spirit of God just leads you to through networking, through really, to be honest, just through doing things the right way, mm-hmm. through loving people well, through stewarding friendships well, and just through overall just being obedient and just really asking the Lord, you know, hey, what do you have for me? Because there's a network of guys here locally in Lubbock called Boom, a bunch of business guys who own their own ministries, but they see their ministry, their own operations, they see them as ministries. Mm-hmm. So BOOM stands for Businesses Operating on Mission, and Keith Toogood is kind of the spearhead of that. I met Keith Toogood through another community friend of mine that played at Tech as well, Richard Jones, and Keith was the kicker during the Leach era. If you remember, they played UT one year. I think the story goes his kicking foot, his shoe broke, and it messed up his trajectory, and he missed a field goal that kind of coined him from his career. But out of that, great kick, great athlete, great brother, loves the Lord, and he is also just a real spearhead in the community of faith here. And so we networked right before the pandemic hit, just helping the coach guys who were in business, loving them well, kind of creating the idea of doing business God's way, mm-hmm. and really trying to give them a language for that. But I was still coaching. I was still doing athlete stuff. I was in D.C. at the time. We got to D.C. in 2017 with FCA, where I labored there as director there in FCA in D.C. And just, you know, really couldn't figure out why I was there, but God led us there. And FCA was, again, the place I came to faith through. So for me, it was a chance to return to my roots spiritually, but in D.C., mm-hmm. And taught me a lot there. Had some board members there who were on Capitol Hill, and I got it all in D.C. I saw everything. You think you've seen it all, and you move to a place like that, you see everything, mm-hmm. and you hear it all, and it's pretty profound. And you see the Spirit at work too, and how God put certain people there in Capitol Hill for His purposes and His glory. So went through that pandemic hit. We made a decision. Hey, you know what? Maybe it's wise to move back here. And that's where God began to kind of reinfuse my career with coaching athletes, and just be kind of getting to weave me back in the community of athletes and begin to share what I know. And just really my neighbor played basketball at Lubbock Cooper High School, and Noah Hall, Steve Hall, the Halls are great folks out here. Just begin to kind of mentor him through sport, through getting him to jump higher and run faster. And they begin to see results, and you know, the word got out, and I just began to kind of work with other athletes. And so I kind of walk with this the last 3 or 4 years loosely in my hands, mm-hmm. saying, God, if you want me to continue to train athletes, then I'll do it. But if not, you can take it away. And I'll just coach guys who are in business full time. And I've got a bug in me to be involved with entrepreneurs. I love that arena. Love those guys well. And just wanted to steward that well, too. And so here the Lord has given me kind of a mixture of both. And so lo and behold, I meet one of Dr. Ben's practitioners, Cassidy Luna. Her husband has this issue in his back going on, and I sit with Sly. I met Sly through a network, through Boom as well, and I said, hey, man, do this to your back. Don't do this. Stop doing that. Just a quick baseline, and within a matter of days, it got better. And I believe Cass was so moved by it over other conversations. We had other talks as well. She said, you got to meet my doctor. He's awesome. And I didn't realize she was talking about you, because your name is out there as well in the community through just everything you believe in, through your practice, just really drawn to it and pursued a meeting with you for a while. And she just kept saying, we'll get to it. Just give us some time. Things are crazy. And so here we are. And so to summarize it, faith, you know, my practice is anchored in the faith. It's anchored in the gospel, anchored in Christ. Because He is the solution. He is the way. Mm-hmm. His teachings are the way. Mm-hmm. His example is the way. Even when you look at Scripture and you understand when Jesus would heal somebody, right? It was His utmost desire to make them whole. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what verse, if I had my word, I could show you, but there was a part of really the Gospel of Mark. There was a young man who was bound by evil spirits. he encountered Jesus, and obviously Jesus heals him, restores him, and the scripture actually says that when he left the Lord, he was clothed and in his right mind. That's wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wholeness. So yeah. so we have to not just read these things and just put a checkbox on the daily devotion, but look at what's happening. What is he after?
Mm-hmm.
He's after wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wired in the arena of physical fitness, training, coaching. And that manifests itself. I've seen it over and over. I've got 20 years in this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't convince me that it's not true.
Yeah.
I've had practitioners and I've had colleagues who don't believe in the faith. That when they hear something or have seen something, they say, man, is that, what does God's word say about that? I have to point them right to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
What is his desire for people to be whole?
Mm-hmm.
His passion is to heal and deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't heal and deliver at that moment, it's because something's trying to be taught. There's a lesson to be taught, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the end game, and through scripture that we see, is that he wants to heal and restore, recover.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what drives my pursuit, drives my practice. I do believe I am a practitioner. I'm not just a coach or a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
This is my practice. I've given my life to it.
Mm-hmm.
Has it manifested in the realm of coaching guys in business? It has a little bit, but it all comes back to the same principles,
mm-hmm.
which are faith
mm-hmm.
and our wholeness
mm-hmm.
and getting people to understand that this is in you. You don't have to get a prescription every time. You don't have to run around and pay a trainer $1,000 a month to mm-hmm. get this stuff. You mm-hmm. learn some stuff. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. going to be an investment, but it's stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to get you on the path to physical health, to physical fitness, however you want to coin it. There's all kind of language around it. Right? Like you do this and that. No, it's just it's one thing. Fit,
mm-hmm.
whole,
mm-hmm.
healthy,
mm-hmm.
recovering well. You don't have to train harder. Just train smarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is all God's will.
Yeah. Amen. I'm ready. Let's go.
That's a nutshell. There's a lot more to that story. But I'm trying to get it, you know, in a nugget as tight
yeah.
as I can.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
And I want to... We just have a couple minutes left, maybe. You know, it's hard to even come after that. Besides, thank you. I mean, thank you for being obedient, you know, following that truth, the leading of the Spirit. I mean, it's obvious God's gifted you, put these things in you for the benefit of the body. So we're just, man, we're thankful that we're going to be able to benefit from who God made you to be.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
You know, thank you. And, you know, for you guys out there listening, you know, the world has told us, go to the gym, put a bunch of weight on a bar, start pushing that weight up. You know, that's not what we're talking about. So I just want to tell y'all right now, I'm talking to our patients and education members especially. Don't go down that road in your thinking. And obviously, if you're a workout guru, bodybuilder guy, I mean, Roswell could give you some tips and some different things. And believe me, he's got some insight. He's got some revelation that will benefit you. But I'm talking to those folks who maybe never thought about working out. The gym intimidates them.
Mm.
It's basic functional movements. And so Roswell, basically, he's going to do an assessment on you.
Yep.
He's just going to look at you walk, look at you do a squat if you can or if you can't. And if you can, does it hurt? How far can you go? What angles are all your different joints at? You know, a walking lunge. You know, different things to just assess your joints. Are your knees, ankles, hips, back, shoulders, are they functioning, moving like they're supposed to? So there's an assessment piece to it, and then there's, you know, a written out program, and also he could just walk you through it, show it to you. Here's what you need to do, and most of this is basic body weight type movement, stretches, dynamic stretching, yeah, functional movement. You know, there is some benefit to picking up some heavy stuff, but he was showing me the other day the medicine ball, throwing it against a brick wall, just twisting your core, throwing a medicine ball against the wall has tremendous benefit. So there's some basic body weight stuff. You know, there might be a little kettlebell, a little pull-up, or who knows what. The ice baths are definitely going to be part of it. He'll teach you how to recover. So don't look at this as, oh, this is just a personal trainer and a gym membership kind of thing. No. No, it's not that at all. In fact, and we are clearing out a space in the new building, in that Underwood Cotton Exchange building that God gave us recently. The Veritas Movement Lab, that's going to be the name of that space. And so Roswell is going to be manning the lab over there and teaching you the physics and the truth of how God designed your joints and muscles to work. And obviously, as y'all can hear in his testimony, it's going to be more than the physical, too. I mean, there are everything's spiritual. And as my father-in-law says, everything is spiritual. So you can't, we've been trained to compartmentalize things, and you can't. I mean, there's these different pillars to steward, but it's all connected. And the Spirit's weaving through all of it. And the Spirit, Jesus had to leave, he said, because the Spirit's got to come and the Spirit will teach you all things. So being led by that Spirit, what are you supposed to eat today? Maybe you're supposed to fast today. What about this recovery? What's keeping you from that? Why aren't you getting up and moving? There's some deeper things to address. So.
And to add to that, too, you know, you might hear some of that, and it might be intimidating, but let me just really, if anything you heard me say today, here it is. Simplicity is simple. It's not complex. A lot of people approach this part of their life, and it's this, like, attitude, this fear really is what it is, this hesitation that it's going to be too difficult. I don't know enough. It's simple, and that's the way God designed it. Simple is hard, but it's simple, not easy and complex. There's a difference. I always say choose simplicity and hard. Do hard things.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, it's going to benefit you. Easy and complex is not it's not what you want.
Yep.
It's going to get you confused and get off into different stuff. So simplicity is the key. My programming is simple. There is an on-ramp to it. The assessments take like 20 minutes. Then there's a conversation after that. It's well worth your while. It's a good investment of your time. And then I set you on course. I build the program based off the assessment. So I'm not just grabbing some random, you know, movements from the sky or some you know, online program. These are things that I've crafted this over 20 years of kind of a culmination.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I know. And I say that humbly. I don't operate in false humility. I'm just telling you guys, this stuff is, God's wired me this way. And I've paid some dues in this field. It was not always easy, but now I'm at a place where I've got some knowledge. I've got some wisdom. And to deploy it well is my purpose. I want to deploy this stuff into your life, into the community well, so you guys can be healthy. Lubbock will be the most fit community on this planet. Amen?
Amen. There you go.
That's the goal. So God willing, we'll get there.
Yep. I remember a few years ago, it was ranked the fattest, unfittest community.
I'll
forgive if that was 5 years ago or whatever. And I remember thinking then, we're going to turn that around.
Man, let's do it.
Yep. All right. Roswell Smith, thank you, sir. Appreciate you being here today. Everybody, y'all can check out these archives that we put on our website, veritasmedical.com, under Resources Podcast. We'll put it there. It's also on iTunes under You're the Cure. If you want to be a part of this community, veritasmedical.com, go to Available Plans, and the Education Plan is where it's at. That's where you can meet one-on-one with a wellness navigator who can walk with you, point you to the truth, and point you to stewardship of all four pillars. So y'all go check that out again. First Tuesday talk in a couple of weeks, August 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Underwood Cotton Exchange building on Texas Avenue next to Veritas Medical. I'll be talking about the big C, cancer. Next week we're going to have a testimony from a patient that had some cancer symptoms and a stage 4 diagnosis. So y'all come back next week. It'll be a great show. Wade, thanks for having us again.